What is the ministry of deliverance? And does a believer ever need this? And this is a massive question, and it's a question of pastoral significance, but also sort of has links with emotional and counselling type scenarios. When we become a Christian, we are told that we are forgiven for all our sin, and that is so important, I think, for us to hold on to that fact. We become a new creature. The old has gone, the new has come. And that is the basic bottom line, and that is the wonderful truth that we need to hold on to. Having said that, some people clearly, as Christians as well, are more affected by past life, past situations, traumas that have happened, than perhaps other people. And such people might need help in dealing with those things. Now, whether you want to call that the ministry of deliverance, or just counselling help, or whatever, is again a matter of terminology. I think I would, though, be very wary of seeing it as a one-off sort of zap type thing. As if, yes, Christ died for me, that's great, but now we get to the real work. Now we get to the minister at the front, perhaps, coming and doing something to you so that you're really freed. And that, I believe, is very dangerous, because we are really undermining what Christ has done on the cross. He is the great deliverer. He has the victory. We are in him. We're more than conquerors through him who loves us. We do need, I think, to pray that we will always be ready for Christ to reveal to us areas where we need to get extra help. And there might be areas like that in our lives, perhaps from other believers, perhaps from professionals or whatever. But I would really advise people not to go seeking that. Don't start digging around in your life and saying, is there something that I need to be delivered from? If God hasn't revealed it to you, then be glad and move on in the victory that Christ can give you. And I fear that there is a big business around this whole ministry of deliverance that we have to be a bit careful of, and certainly when it comes into Christian circles. But it's a very delicate area, because we know we live in a world where there are many damaged people, and that means Christians as well, and we need to know how to help them. But the forgiveness from sin and much of the victory that comes can come from Christ. I mean, we have examples from the living room, don't we, that we know about, and people become Christians but still have struggles and need help to be delivered in that sense from past lifestyles and past habits. But that's usually not what's meant by the ministry of deliverance. There's the thought of perhaps some spiritual oppression that needs to be broken and so on. And I would just want to say, I'd rather trust in what God has done in Christ, and he has the victory in us. So it's balancing those two areas. But I hope that hasn't confused people more than necessary.